The Bird Show.
There is a lesson to be learned from my bar experience over the weekend. And the lesson, just in one line, is think before you send a drink.
Think before you send a drink is your new platform.
It is my new platform.
Good tagline.
Yes, because I was out with some friends over the weekend, and I'm standing at the bar, and I see what appears to be an attractive guy across the bar. He looks like he's alone or hanging with a couple of friends, just chilling, you know, having a good time. This is later on in the night, probably around 12:30, 1 o'clock.
So you've got a fancy buzz on by now.
Oh, well, I got a couple of cocktails
in me. You're feeling fancy and hot.
Fancy buzz.
I mean, I'm feeling good about myself. I'm feeling confident. I'm like, there's a hot guy over there. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to send him a drink, so maybe he'll come over here and talk to me, because that's just what I do. I've got a little bit of game. So instead of him coming up to me, I'm going to send him a drink. Hopefully he'll come talk to me, and then wham, bam, we're instant, like, text messaging and all that stuff. Then I'll have a new boyfriend. That's the goal. So I send him over a drink, and he gets up and comes right on over to the other side of the bar to say thank you for the drink.
It's like a magnet, like a junk
magnet. Yeah, and he... And he walks closer, and he gets closer, and he, no offense to short guys, but gets shorter.
Again, I'm fat. The reoccurring theme to start the show and to end the show today. That's cool. That's
no, fine. No, had nothing no offense. To do with
Go
you.
Ahead, it's cool.
It's a short sandwich.
So he gets closer and closer. I'm like, oh, this guy's a little shorter than I am.
He's a little.
A lot shorter than I was. I only have probably like maybe 3-inch heels on.
And
so
how tall are you?
I'm 5'3", okay. So I was maybe like 5'5".
Okay.
I was maybe 5'5". So
how short was he, like Bird height?
No, he was shorter than Bird.
It's okay. If he's my height, it's okay. But I know what this guy is going through. Like, I'm feeling for him right now. Because when I was single, I was always so insecure in being at the bar on a bar stool. Mm-hmm. Because you look differently when you're sitting at the bar stool when you're 5'4". When you get down, I know what this dude's going
on. And then somebody on the other side of the bar, you jump off the bar stool and all they can see is your head.
Just coming over the spike of my head.
He looked tall across the bar. He looked like he would have been like 6'5", this buff dude. And right. He comes walking over. And I'm like, okay, this is fine. But he gets closer and closer. There's hair coming out of his chest, like out of his t-shirt. Out of his back. I'm like, oh, this is definitely not my type of guy. So I'm
He's a short and furry.
Yeah, short, furry guy. I mean, we sat there.
And you're like, wait, we work together. I can't be sending you a drink.
That's not the point. But as he got closer, just not my type of guy. So I should have... What I should have done was taken my friend's advice and had my friend go check out the guy before I bought him a drink, because then he bought me a drink back.
You're right.
He bought me a drink back, so obviously I'm obligated to stay in this 30-minute conversation with a guy I wasn't even attracted to that I thought I was attracted to, because across the bar, he looked amazing.
He didn't look as primate across the bar.
Let me ask you guys about that move, about Wendy sending a guy a drink.
Yeah,
what kind of perception does a guy have when that happens?
For me, it was such a relief, man. Like, really? There's somebody in here that's digging on me? Like, there's no cloudy thought about it. It's like, cool. All right, the ice is broken.
Right.
We're in. I'm so much more relaxed.
Especially if you're a special needs guy like this guy or Bert. Like, oh, good, somebody to help me back up on the bar stool later.
There's nothing wrong with the guy. He had a great personality, but just not somebody I was attracted to.
Don't get offended for me because of Jeff. I'm okay.
No, it was just somebody I was not attracted to up close. Far away, you're great.
Well, that's what a good wingman is supposed to do. You're supposed to send your woman over there.
Yeah, right.
She does recon for you and then tells you if it's cool to send the drink or not.
I will give my friend the benefit of the doubt. She did volunteer to go over there and check him out before I sent him a drink, but I was like, no, he looks great.
Yeah.
This will be fine. I'm like,
famous last words.
Just one drink, and that would be it.
Okay, repeat your new tagline then over and over and over again.
Think before you send a drink. Think before you send the drink and spend $20 on 2 shots. Just think about it.
Did you do both of those shots in order to make it easier to deal with the guy?
Actually,
yeah, because
yes.
I will let you know this. With every shot you do, I will grow 3 inches.
Or I'll just take off my shoes.
The same thing used to happen to me in a car also. Like, I would never try to meet somebody in traffic because you can't tell how tall the dude is if you're in traffic. If I get out of the car and I'm mini-me, that's going to be uncomfortable for everybody.
You just had a sad life.
It's a sad, short life.
Get it? The Bird Show.